This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. Been a good week. Been a busy week. It's been a long week simply because of the type of work that we were doing this week. We're still going through line at a time trying to figure out where all these, they're called service increments, should be, but we're making progress. We're getting closer. And after we get this all done, you know, it will be beneficial. But it's just kind of turned into a longer slog than I think any of us thought it would be. But you know, sometimes you get in it and you just gotta keep going because the alternative is not good. That's all going fine. It's going well. Everything is good. What else? I'm writing. Writing is good. The book kind of took a turn towards a little more humorous than I was expecting. So, you know, that's fun. I was writing and chortling enough that I got to the place that I couldn't laugh too much anymore. Oh, man. Sometimes you get writing and you get on a roll and your emotions cascade, and it's not necessarily the words or the situation, but you just keep amusing yourself more and more, and, you know, so that kind of happened. It's fun. It's not going to be as funny done with people because sometimes you just get tickled yourself and, you know, ta-da. But anyways, it's fun. And I think the book is going to kind of move off in some other directions that I didn't expect it to, but it will be fine. It will be fine. At least I have an idea of where I'm going in this book, enough to fill up 150,000 words. So we're good. We're good. Moving forward. All is well with the family. Dad is struggling. He's been a lot more confused lately. And just tonight, he didn't want to go down to supper. So I'm kind of expecting him to take the same track that my mom took. And that was that he'll just get to the place where he doesn't want to eat anymore. Which is, you know, that's fine. That's just fine. Mom did that, and she just kept saying, no, I don't want to, no. And then eventually, you know, it just, things took their course, and that was that. So I would expect that we are about to that point. Because Dad's just ready. He's so ready. He just can't figure out why he's still here, and, you know, he last couple of days has been really confused and hasn't been able to necessarily enunciate his words or say what he's trying to say. And so I just would suspect that we're getting close, which is fine. That's fine. We'll have a nice home going for him, and then we'll see. And who knows? He may live another 5 years. I highly doubt it, but he may. He just never know about these things. So step at a time. We're having a seminar at church this weekend, so my schedule is a little quick on the turnaround here. I'm heading back home. The young lady who lives with us, her twin sister had surgery today, and they're keeping her in the hospital overnight, and so I suspect that Amber is going to stay in with her twin sister, and I'm going to feed her little dog, and we're going to get Toby taken care of. So I'm going to head back, do that, grab a bite to eat, and I'm coming back in because Lynette and I are table leaders at the seminar this weekend, and that starts tomorrow night. So I've been writing and writing, trying to get a little bit ahead, and I am ahead. So I think I'm going to hit my 10,000 words this week. If I have a good writing day tomorrow, I'll get it done before the seminar starts tomorrow evening, Friday, and then we'll go from there. This is episode 499, and my apologies again for last week for the podcast going so long. Oy. And I do have more I could say about those topics because I just sort of mentioned in passing that pleasure might be one of the solutions for that. And then just this week, I came across a TED Talk that, I don't even know if I should be talking about this, because when we get on the earthiness scale, this just gets about as earthy as we could possibly get. So maybe won't talk about this, but I came across this TED Talk. And the woman was saying, she was talking, I was like, and there it is, right there. But maybe I'll just chat with, maybe I'll just chat with my friends about that. Because he was a really earthy TED Talk. But that's okay, that's okay. Some of these things need to be chatted about, and it fits all within. So I'll talk to my daughter about it. See if she thinks I should mention it in a recorded medium, or maybe we'll just not. Anyways, so that's all good. Writing's good. Family's good. Dad's good. Work is good. It's all good. It's episode 499. So, purposefully, because the episode last week was so long, I thought I would do something shorter this week. And I came across a little article, and I do mean little, that there were just so many things that struck me odd about it, that I thought, this is very interesting. We are two weeks out, a week and a half out from the election, whenever November the 5th is, like 2 weeks, something like that, week and a half. 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, which is, this is going to be fascinating to watch. It's really going to be fascinating to watch. I was listening to Glenn Beck kind of run down what he thinks are the potentials here. He thinks if the Democrats take the House but not the Senate, then the first thing they're going to do is they're going to start impeachment hearings against Trump, even though they don't have anything to impeach him with, but they'll try to come up with something, which of course will get killed in the House. And then there was something else that would then throw it to the Supreme Court, and then of course the Democrats would demand that Kavanaugh recuse himself since he attacked the Democrats during his hearing, and then this would lead to that, and then everybody would be upset. And, you know, we'll just see. We'll just see. If I was going to guess at this point, it all comes down to this line of where do we believe the line exists for identity politics is a step too far. I mean, I think we all agree that people should have equal opportunities, that we should continue to grow as much as possible to allow people to flourish. But how far is too far? Is it really too far to say it's so difficult for anyone to come forward that if anyone raises their hand and says this happened to me, that they just have to be believed, period, and that there should be consequences for them being believed, even if it means destroying people's careers? I think the majority of people would say, that's too far. It's too far. So, we'll just see. Because the Democrats have just kind of doubled down on this whole Kavanaugh thing. I mean, there's just... So we'll see. This is going to be very interesting. There's all kinds of predictions, and the polls are all out there, but you know, oh, the polls were all wrong last time. And is there going to be another ground surge of people just switching at the last minute and going, yeah, forget it? Or are they just going to lie to pollsters just because they think it was so funny that the pollsters, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. But in that whole vein, I came across this article and I clicked on it originally Because the title that was shown to me in the list on Pocket, getpocket.com, Pocket is like a little thing where you can save articles. And I found out today, one of the things you can do is you can save articles into it, and then there's like a listen button, and you just click it, and it reads you the article, which is kind of cool. So, as I recall, and it certainly shows up in the bookmarked list this way. So apparently the title on the metadata for this page at a thing called wellbeing.com. I don't think it's wellbeing.com, but it's something like that. Anyways, the metadata title is titled Bad Personality Traits Have One Thing in Common. Bad Personality Traits Have One Thing in Common. And so I clicked on this article thinking, oh yeah, that'll be interesting, and I bookmarked it. And then I noticed that the actual title of the article was All the Truly Bad People You Know Share This Personality Trait. Okay, those two titles are not anywhere near the same thing. One title was Bad Personality Traits Have One Thing in Common. And the other title was All the Truly Bad People You Know Share This Personality Trait. Okay, so I thought, well, all right, so truly bad people is a whole lot different than a bad personality trait, obviously, because if someone has a bad personality trait, there's a possibility of redemption. So they can unlearn that trait and learn better traits. But if they are quote-unquote truly bad people, well, then they're just truly bad people, and they're unrecoverable, and they should just be condemned. Which is a typical tactic of identity politics. Well, you're an oppressor, you're in the oppressors group, you're white, you know, you're a man, therefore you're a truly bad person. So, and there's nothing anyone can do to redeem you, so therefore we don't even have to listen to you, and you don't have any right to speak, and we are just at war with you, and so we shouldn't treat you civilly, you're just the enemy. Because you're a truly bad person, which is something, in essence, that Hillary said this week. Well, the Republicans, you know, there's no negotiating with them. We just have to go to war. Okay. All right. Well, okay. Let's see how that works out. Anyway, so what's interesting about this article is it's literally four or five paragraphs. It is really short. I mean, I started reading down through, and I'm like, oh, okay, what happened? What? Where'd the rest of it go? There is no rest of it. So I'm just going to read this article in its entirety, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Here we go. All the truly bad people you know share this personality trait. This article was published on September 27th, 2018, which, uncoincidentally, was the day of the Ford Kavanaugh testimonies. Okay, so here we go. With Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and Bill Cosby making headlines this week, both regarding issues of sexual assault, Kavanaugh's alleged, Cosby's convicted, it's probable you've heard at least one person mutter, "What an awful person." These men have become two of the most hated people in America. And new research shows there's a scientific reason why it seems like they share a key personality trait, the ability to pursue their own interests singularly without regard for others. According to the results of a series of studies that included more than 2,500 participants, published in the Journal of Psychological Review, researchers have discerned a common thread shared by all those who have dark personality traits, including narcissism, psychopathy, egotism, sadism, self-interest, and spitefulness. This, quote, dark core, or D-factor, as the authors are calling it, is defined in the paper as, quote, the general tendency to maximize one's individual utility, disregarding, accepting, or malevolently provoking disutility for others, accompanied by beliefs that serve as justifications, end quote. And then the author goes on to say, which translates to being selfish without giving up, you know, to the extent that you might even hurt people for fun. Quote, the D factor indicates how likely a person is to engage in behavior associated with one or more of these dark traits. And this that was a quote from Ingo Zettler, professor of psychology. Quote, the D factor indicates how likely a person is to engage in behavior associated with one or more of these dark traits. Narcissism et al., said study author Ingo Zettler. Now notice that was pretty much just rephrased from the previous paragraph. At the University of Copenhagen. Wait, maybe that was the quote. I don't know. In a press release. And if a person is prone to one nasty behavior, say lying, they're also prone to other nasty behaviors like making fun of people or stealing. Second, get my mail. Making fun of people or stealing. According to Zettler, knowledge about someone's D factor could be incredibly useful, helping professionals, quote, assess the likelihood that the person will reoffend or engage in more harmful behavior, he says. But outside of the office, it's easy to see how this could be useful too, you know, when doing things like dating or choosing elected officials. And that's the end of the article. So basically, the bulk of this article is saying, you know, if someone engages in undesirable behavior in one area of their life, they may engage in undesirable behavior in other areas of their life. And there might be something driving that, and it might be the dark factor. Okay, well, first of all, that's what we call the flesh. All right, we call that the flesh. And somehow I am astonished that this is actually news. Really. So if someone lies and cheats and they're ugly to others, that may have a central core. Is this really psychological news? Where do we think lying and cheating comes from? Of course there's a psychological core. Why? Okay, so that was the research. You know, there's a dark factor inside human beings that lead to this behavior. And we can think we can measure this now and we can find out. Well, yeah, big five personality traits, agreeableness, you know, neurosis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I don't know how this is news, but what's fascinating to me about all this is that the original title, maybe, I'm not sure, of the article, Bad Personality Traits Have One Thing in Common, that is the core of the article, all whatever it is, one, two, oh, come on, can't get the pages separated. Let's see, one, two, three, four, five paragraphs of it. I should have gotten a word count. I didn't. I did look through this site, and most of the articles on this site are far longer than this. I did find one other that was almost as short as this, but this was the shortest one I see. So we got this article. It's five paragraphs long. All right. Four of those paragraphs talk about this D factor, and that's all they talk about. And could be easily titled, Bad Personality Traits Have One Thing in Common. Okay, still not news, but you know, still at least okay, fine. But this article was released on September 27th, which is the day of the Ford Kavanaugh hearings. So, beyond just talking about the studies, either the author of this article or their editor, because that happens a lot, apparently decided that the best use of this article would be to see if they could get in a jab and discredit Kavanaugh yet another time. Because the article starts off with, they don't even start off with Bill Cosby. It's with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and Bill Cosby making headlines this week, both regarding issues of sexual assault. Okay, so now they do follow that on and say, well, one's alleged and one's convicted. But, okay, you know, this is association. This is guilt by association is all this is. This is constructed to leave a very specific connotation. You know, so you've got Brett Kavanaugh, who was accused by a singular accuser for whom there was no corroborating evidence of something that happened 36 years ago. And you've got a convicted serial rapist. A convicted serial rapist in a court of law beyond reasonable doubt. And whoever wrote this first paragraph put those two together because they wanted to get to the line, it's probable you've heard at least one person mutter, what an awful person. So now, not only has the author connected Kavanaugh to Cosby and made them the same thing, then with a broad stroke, they've said, well, obviously you've heard people say, what an awful person, and not distinguishing between the two, that it's just as legitimate for you to say, what an awful person about Brett Kavanaugh, as it is to say that about Bill Cosby. And then they find, and the article, the paragraph just keeps continue on trying to link those two together. These men have become two of the most hated people in America. Really? Really? These two are some of the most hated people in America. Of all the people in America, these two men are the most hated. You know, Trump should be happy. I guess he's not as most hated as Brett Kavanaugh and Bill Cosby. Trump is probably most hated too. But we could probably go down the line and just keep adding people into anyone most hated. And they would probably, aside from this convicted serial rapist, they would probably all be white men. So, yeah. Uh-huh. And then finally, they try to tie this into the rest of the article by saying, and new research shows there's a scientific reason why it seems like they, those most evil people in America, share a key personality trait, the ability to pursue their own interests singularly without regard for others. Isn't that an interesting observation? But of course, anyone who wrote an article where they changed the title away from what the article was mostly about to pronouncing judgment by declaring all the truly bad people share this personality trait. Anyone who is willing to simply take this research and then use it to construct a paragraph to take a man and another man and put them together when they're not even close to the same thing. Anyone who will then write a sentence that says, well, obviously you've heard someone say, you know, what an awful person that is. Okay, this is a very condemning paragraph, this first paragraph. And it's all constructed to be condemning, to set up the writer as the judge, jury, and executioner, and to try to invoke those same feelings in others. In other words, the person who's writing this article is pursuing their own interest singularly without regard for others. And I would maintain that those same dark core, those same dark traits that lead people to lie and cheat and steal are the same things that lead people to condemn and unjustly accuse. Those are all the same dark traits. And it's just fascinating to me that you can see it all working in this article, in whoever did the final edit on this article, but they didn't even apply that to themselves and what they were doing, because that's what the flesh does. The flesh hides in plain sight. Because the person writing this article was so upset about the Kavanaugh hearings, the Ford Kavanaugh hearings, that when they saw this, or maybe it was their editor, you know, it's really hard to tell these days. I mean, I've heard stories about people saying, yeah, so-and-so came out and interviewed me, and, you know, then they called me afterwards and said, okay, look, I thought I wrote a fairly balanced article, but my editor got a hold of it and carved it all up, and now it's just sensationalism, and I apologize for that. So who knows who actually carved this article up, or if there was more. But it just really amused me that it was such a blatant attempt to condemn, to accuse, with that, I mean, it's not even subtle. It's to the point of they needed to change the title of the article, really, probably, to even make sense of the first paragraph. Because if your title was Bad Personality Traits Have One Thing in Common, the first paragraph, people would read it and go, what? Why are we talking about Kavanaugh? Why are we just talking about the study? Because there was an opportunity here, and somebody was really torqued and hacked at how the hearings had gone, and so their dark traits came out. You know, the glorious thing about this is that there is escape from our dark traits. And the glorious thing about this is there is mercy for our dark traits. And there is kindness, and there is non-judgmentalism, and there is grace available. And it's really wonderful, but if people want to keep engaging in these types of things, it's just what Jesus says. I set before you life and destruction. And if you choose to visit destruction on others, life is all about reciprocity. In some way, that destruction is going to echo back on you, because it will change your attitudes towards life. And those attitudes will begin to spread. And yes, lo and behold, if you have dark traits and you keep them covered up, but you keep engaging them, that darkness is going to spread through everything. And yes, if you make a practice of lying, then pretty soon you're going to see practices in your life of all the other kind of ways that your life can go off the rails. Because flesh breeds flesh, and spirit breeds spirit. So let us live in grace. And when we come across these types of things, we can note them. But the fact of the matter is, the author of this article is struggling with her flesh, just like Brent Kavanaugh is struggling with his flesh, and Bill Cosby is struggling with his flesh, and Phil Ferrand is working on his flesh as well. But that doesn't mean we can't talk about some of these things. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.